Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Comedy Concepts with your host, Nancy Lombardo.
Hey, it may be cloudy outside. Comedy Concepts, it's always sunny. So much good stuff going on, people. We already got some early bird chatters. Wacko Bob, Bosco, Star Radio, and my favorite lady of the cinema, Betty Jo Tucker from the Attic Headquarters. Oh, great. A lot of good stuff going on. I got to say, first off, I've been talking a lot about, I don't know, you guys have heard me talk about Omega Water. And it's great because they are featured in today's Daily News. Isn't that good? They're sugar out, as you know, where they were going to schools and taking care of that. And I'll get back to it. Hold on a second. Oh, what am I doing? Wait, before I begin, I have to look for something here. I'm a little discombobulated because I'm multitasking as usual. It's been, I got a lot of great stuff going on. A lot of great stuff. I've got a show, I'm very happy to say, Monday night at the Friars Club. I'm looking forward to it. Sorry, folks, it's for Friars only, performing there. I'm going to the Betty White Roast. Woohoo! Score! Love that. And just a lot of good things going on, but I cannot start my show without my favorite polka by Tom Carozza from a CD, Zesty, and you know what it is. Get ready.
After Mass, just last Sunday, my Schmiede Pie and I went out to eat. We each ordered a pierogi, four potato, two cheese, and two meat. Hers was gone within an instant. I had eaten six and still had two. Her eyes were full of love and hunger. My ten pierogi girl, my ten pierogi girl, she's twice the girl that she once was. I had two surviving pierogies on my dish, wearing cute little onions like a vest. It looked better than I could ever wish, and could lead to cardiac arrest. My mouth was drooling and my taste buds were bursting from the smell of pork. But my baby yearned for my two pierogies, so I pushed them on her plate with my fork. She's my ten pierogi girl, my ten pierogi girl, my Polish ray of hope, a living dream. Yes, my ten pierogi girl, my ten pierogi girl, she goes good with a spoon of sour cream.
She smiled when she finished, what a date.
Lots of love went into that meal. Our hearts and our stomachs did inflate, and the gravy on my shirt did congeal. Don't be stingy when it comes to your loved ones. Give them everything you've got without fear. Laugh and give thanks that you found her while you watch your pierogies disappear. She's my ten pierogi girl, my ten pierogi girl. She eats them fast and doesn't ever gag. Yes, my ten pierogi girl, my ten pierogi girl. I'll never need a doggy bag. I'll never need a doggy bag.
Love that Zesty. And love all my fellow radio shows in there. George Bettinger from 106hotmix.com. Betty Jo Tucker from Movie Attic Headquarters. Oh, yeah. That's every Tuesday at 4 p.m. George Bettinger's every day at 4 p.m. George, don't you ever sleep. Steve Mendoza, well, he's always cooking up something. And, of course, Wacko Bob. Wacko Bob, you have a lot of varying hours, and everybody's going to post their sites, I'm sure. So, back to Omega Water. Remember I said I like to highlight, you know, people doing good, putting good out there? Well, I've been talking about Omega Water because they did the Energy Up program. But they're in today's Daily News, and I found the article, and it's Queen's School plans to go sugar-free. And the Young Women's Leadership School of Astoria also bans bake sales. Interesting, interesting. Even though, they make a lot on it, they're banning it. That's terrific. Let's see. Give me some of the quotes because you don't have it in front of you, but you can find it online, I'm sure, if you go to the Daily News Queens section. And Omega Water donated omega-3 fortified water to the school to replace sugary fruit juices. This is so good and a health conscious. I mean, young kids shouldn't have to go on a diet, should they? No, they shouldn't. They shouldn't have to be worrying about they should just be eating healthy to begin with. And it's so great. And let's see. It's just Principal Laura Mitchell joined students Ishraq Elmri and Rebecca Rodriguez as they eat lunch at their low, no-sugar cafeteria at the Young Women's Leadership Academy of Astoria. So let's hear it for Omega Water. That is fantastic. I'm glad it's doing so well. It's the healthy alternative, everyone. And, oh, wait, I have a special thing. I think you can get some for free. Yep, that's right. Listen, if you want, get a pen. I'll give you a moment to get a pen. And you can email for a free sample to media@omegafylife.com. You didn't get that pen? Yep, here we go. media@omegafylife.com. There's a free Omega water in there for you. Go. Yay, we're giving away stuff. I love this show. I love Go Omega. Congratulations on that, too, by the way. I always like when good stuff happens like that. Don't you? Don't you? And also, in Omega Water, you get omega-3s. That's why they call it Omega Water. That's a terrific thing, isn't it? It sure is. Meanwhile, back in my chat room, let's see what's going on here. Okay, yeah, there we go. Blog Talk Radio, Movie Fanatic Headquarters. Okay, www.hotmix106.com. You have a zany show today. You do, George. I'm going to play another song, George. And, Omega. It's terrific. It's terrific. And they have little shots you can do, too, Omega shots. So, George Bettinger, you want to call in and tell me about your show, just email me where you're calling from so I know. Let's do a little more Tom Carosa because I like him.
A giant tarantula is born in the lab of Dr. Spinetti. The mom and dad were average size, but this guy's 8 feet tall already. He soon outgrows his backyard pen, busts out onto the street. Spinetti reels, some power lines go down, the rolling hills of Tuscany at his feet. The tarantula in the piazza has cleared out the sun-drenched square. Only the raven-haired, black-eyed Gina has the nerve to stand right there. The tarantula stops. They stare. He slinks away down past the hotel Kafka. Gina waves her designer sunglasses at the tarantula in the piazza. The tarantula in the vineyard of Cardinal Divienzo. He finds he prefers the darker grapes, but that's not all he's into. He digs and crawls beneath the earth, past drawings of ancient cave dwellers. He rolls a barrel out with his hairy legs, sips Chianti in the cool wine cellar. Tarantula in the piazza has cleared out the fountain on the square. Only the raven-haired, black-eyed Gina has the nerve to stand right there. The tarantula stops. They stare.
Say to see good right and the deck will come down and pay you $1,000. You're listening to Nancy Lombardo on Comedy Concepts. Hey, Mo! Hey, Mo! When is it, Carly? What is it? I want to listen to Nancy Lombardo on Comedy Concepts. You know, it's an amazing thing. This is Jackie Mason, and you're listening to Comedy Concepts with my good friend Nancy Lombardo right here on the wonderful station on Blog Talk Radio. If you knew it, if you only knew what you were hearing, you'd understand that this is the greatest program a person could ever have. Nancy Lombardo right here at Comedy Concepts.
George Bettinger's Mom and Pop Shop. Can I help you?
Georgie, you must help me.
Count Dracula.
Help me, Georgie.
What is it, Drac?
I must have the record I ordered. I'll go bats if I don't get it now.
Oh, well, let's see, Count. I have a whole bunch of records that just came in. You know, I've been getting a lot of orders. Let's see. Is it Tub Thumping by Chumbawamba?
No, that's not it.
No, it's not that. How about No Money, No Problem by Feet, Puff, Daddy, and Mace? Not that either. Okay, Drac, wait. I have one more here. Ah, here it is. I'm in the Mood for Blood by the Plasmatics.
Yes, that's it. I'm in the Mood for Blood simply because you're near me.
Well, come on down, Count. It's waiting for you. It's right here in the store.
George, I can't come now. The sun, you know.
Well, wear a block.
Hello, Raiden, Georgie. I need more bazooka with the comic in the middle.
Hey, Jerome, would you like to make a delivery for me?
Oh, joy, it would be a pleasure. I mean, I'd proudly go.
Count, you'll have it there in 10 minutes.
Thank you, Georgie. Let's go out for a bite.
Jerome, take this record to Count Dracula's castle.
I'll run right away. I'll be happy. Count Dracula, you mean the monster with the scary point with the cape? Boy, I don't.
Jerome, if you do this for me, I'll give you a dozen bazookas on the house.
Hello, I'm here to see the Count Reitan Heimenstein. Oh, please come in. I'll show you to the Count right now.
Ah, Jerome, what brings you here?
A bicycle, but I left it outside. Yeah. I brought you the record, album, disc type thing you wanted.
Ah, wonderful. Here, Igor. Go put it on the turntable.
Boy, what a castle-type house. Look at this. Wow, what a place here.
These are all priceless antiques, Jerome. They have been in my family for 50 generations. This. Jerome, what are you doing?
Look, Drac, this will be the biggest bubble, the biggest, largest mammal baby you've ever seen.
No, wait, my crystal, my bric-a-brac, my veg wood. Wait a minute. Oh, Jerome, you had me scared.
I scared you, Raiden Hyman. Don't be a nervous, Drac. I'm a professional. Imagine a spooky guy like that being frightened by me. Oh, wait a minute, I forgot to say goodbye.
Oi, hey. That kid gets no tip.
Help me.
Igor, stop playing now.
George Bettinger, 106 Hot Mix. Oh, I think he's on the line now. Let's see what George is up to. George Bettinger.
Hello, I'm trying to find Nancy Lombardo.
But she is right here, so just
I am looking for her because she is a very beautiful woman, and this is Sabje the mailman. You know me.
Hi, George. So what do you have going today on your show at 4 p.m.?
I know I'm trying to get George to the show at 4 o'clock. He is giving lessons in relaxation, meditation, and Zumba.
I realized when you said in that little piece there that you would give 100 bazookas to a lot of people, they don't know that's gum.
You're right. So I have a lot of foreign countries getting in touch with me right now. Oh, my gosh.
Mr. Bettinger, you said you'd give our country 100 bazookas.
With the comic in the middle. Oh, Nancy, it's good to talk to you.
Yeah, so what do you have for us today on your show at 4 p.m.?
We have a really crazy show today, a lot of comedy bits, a lot of characters, and we're going to do a little tribute. You know, Pete Seeger, the famous folk singer,
yes.
He's 93, so we're going to
play
God, some, you know,
alive.
Like this. Yeah, he's still alive. He sits up and recognizes me. we're going to play, you know, like This Land Is Your Land and Turn, and stuff like that.
Oh, yeah, This Land Is Your Land. Very, very famous political statement.
Yes.
Was that written by him or him and Arlo Guthrie? I'm not sure.
I think it was written by him, and I know that he did a lot of work with Arlo Guthrie, so that's really amazing that you know your stuff. You know your nostalgia. You get 100% A++++.
On nostalgia. Well, Bob Greenberg is the best on nostalgia, not me. But what time is that? That's at 4 p.m.?
Yeah, it's at 4 p.m. on www.hotmix106.com.
.com. I always forget the .com.
It has to be Hotmix 106, but it has to be Hotmix before 106 because there's another station called 106 Hotmix.
Oh, so you got to get it in the right order. So that's Hotmix.
Yeah, it's Hotmix 106. Exactly.
Just think of a hot cup of comedy that you're stirring a spoon in.
I love your show. I want to tell people about this show and that they can archive your shows. A lot of people don't realize that they can listen to them again and again.
Oh yes, you are live every day. But
I know
my show 7 days a week to try and find me. And we have some other radio shows like Wacko Bob. The Ghost Hostess. Are you a show? I'm not sure. Steve Mendoza, who promises me he's going to do comedy, but we'll see. Fast Eddie 72. You're finally in BTR. Oh, good to see you there, Fast Eddie. I think you have a show, too. Everybody repost your sites, please, when you get a chance. So that's great. So, and who else do you have coming up on the show?
Oh, we have a lot of celebrities coming up. I have a guest star. I don't know if I should announce it yet, but why not? We may have Lily Tomlin coming on. Do you like Lily Tomlin?
I love Lily Tomlin. Are you kidding?
Yeah,
she's my inspiration. I used to memorize her tapes. Dracula's Daughter. Actually,
yes.
Find Dracula's Daughter. That's my favorite. Enough about the cake!
Oh, it's all great stuff. We love it.
Lily Tomlin's great. And I got to tell you, my favorite part of George's show is when his wife comes on as characters. But I love when she calls you Georgie.
Georgie. Georgie, how are you, Georgie?
Georgie.
Yeah, that's me. Oh, my gosh. It's fun. It's a lot of fun.
Well, I just dropped by to say hi.
I just want to wish you a great, great, great weekend. And thank you for making us laugh.
And everybody listen to George's show every day at 4 p.m. Hotmix106.com. And he's got a Facebook page, The Mom and Pop Shop. So if you're listening, go to The Mom and Pop Shop and join that page because it's just a fun thing to do. And we all get in the chat room and we're all doing jokes while poor Georgie is trying to spin records and do comedy bits.
We're all doing
jokes and he's checking us out to see what we're writing about him. And,
the thread is very funny.
And the other thing, wait, I have to mention this, George. The great thing about this and all my listeners is that we've all gotten other guests on our show. For instance, the guitarist.
Katsumi?
Katsumi. I have actually featured his videos on my cable TV show here in New York City.
Wonderful.
So that's from listening to George's shows. And Betty Jo Tucker has also, I've had some guests on that have been here and on her show as well.
Oh, Betty
Jo
is.
People have been on my show and on George's show. So
Betty Jo is just great. You know, it's all good people. I've learned so many.
Now, there's a trivia brainstorm. Me, you, and Betty Jo one day.
That'll be fun. That'll be fun.
All right, George, back to work for you. Love to Lisette and Betty Jo. It's all terrific. Yes, everybody repost your sites and listen to George. Oh, Lily Tomlin, you must triple post that. And like I said, the great thing is that we all have guests and we end up having guest of guests on. And everybody writes back to go, wow, that's so terrific. I love those shows. All right,
Thank you, Nancy.
Say bye to George. Bye, George.
Bye, Nancy. Have a good day.
You too.
Bye-bye.
He's a great guy, George Bettinger, and his wife. They do a great show, too. Like I said, I was in the chat room, and I have found so many talented people listening to his chat room. So it's a terrific thing. Hey, here's something. I know it's a dreary day, but this is what I really need. Jenna Esposito.
The Metropolitan Room is proud to present Jenna Esposito.
Another Jenna Esposito song. Go to www.jennaesposito.com.
Last night I was dreaming. I dreamed about the H-bomb. Well, the bomb went off and I was caught. I was the only girl on the ground. Thank you. me, the only gal in town.
Woohoo! Jenna Esposito. Love that, Jenna. Oh, boy. What do I got here? Let me see here. I want to mention some things. Check out www.visani.net. It's a comedy club with a bar and food, and it's in Port Charlotte, Florida. That's from Fast Eddie. www.visani.net. And George Bettinger, Today at 4 at the Mom and Pop Shop on Facebook, and 106hotmix.com. Get in there. It's easy. Just click listen, and it pops right up. George, do me a favor and post that up there so it's easier for me to get in there. And let's see. Greg Hahn will be playing at that club next. Thank you, Fast Eddie. Okay, Betty Jo, Tuesday we'll have the National Film Preservation Foundation will stream that movie on its site. If we raise enough funds, then everyone with a computer can see it. Oh, Betty Jo's going to have film critic Marilyn Ferdinand. She's kicking off this year's film presentation blogathon on Movie Attic Headquarters show. It's quite an honor. They're trying to raise funds for Hitchcock's, Hitchcock's first credited feature, The White Shadow. Oh, I don't even know that. My guests are so smart. Let's see. Steve Mendoza won the 2010 Hitchcock Lookalike contest at 39 Steps, hosted by Bob Greenberg, who also won it, Steve Mendoza. Awesome. And I want to mention, you know, you hear my opening show music all the time, and a lot of my music that's from my CD, available at CD Baby, Color Me Crazy, is from a wonderful musician named Tony Salvatore, or as I like to romanticize it, Tony Salvatore. You can find more of his music at www.myspace.com/Tony.Salvatore. So check him out because I love this guy. And don't forget your free Omega Waters, people. Your free Omega Waters. Let me see if I can paste that. Nope, that's something else. I got to go back to find my free Omega Waters while I'm playing something. I got a lot of great guests today. This is really terrific. Okay, oh, yeah, I got to mention this. Guess what I'm going to, besides Lucky Me performing this Monday for a private show at the Friars Club, I will also be attending the Obie Awards. Yes, the Obie Awards. And this year they have David Patrick Kelly, currently appearing in Once, Ethan Lipton and his orchestra, earlier this season in No Place to Go, and they will perform at the 57th Obie Awards ceremony to be held at Webster Hall Monday, May 21st. Some tickets are still available at Ticketfly.com. In addition, Leslie Odom Jr. and Tanya Pinkins will present, and along with the previous reported presenters, Justin Bartha, Tracy Chimo, Hugh Dancy, Topher Grace, wow, from That 70s Show, Grace Gummer, Eric McCormick, Michael McKean, Jonathan Price, and Lily Rabb, and Juliet Rylance, I'm pronouncing it. That is going to be some hot ticket. Monday, May 21st, the Obies. Check it out. That is terrific. And so what else have I got going on here? Yeah, the Obies Award. It is awesome. It is so awesome. I am so lucky. And I'm also going to the Betty White Roast. Yay! Yay! Oh, you can also check out Tony Salvatore at www.TonySalvatoreTrio.com. The www.TonySalvatoreTrio. This guy is one of those great musicians. I just love him. I am so fortunate that he plays for me on a lot of my tracks, and we're currently working on my cast album for my show, Color Me Crazy. And he's just a very brilliant man. Check him out and check out his CDs. You may also know him from the group Betty. He's that handsome guitarist in the background that, we don't hear enough about. I'm trying to find something he's written music for me for on the thing here on my switchboard. But it's been great. So many great things. I know so many talented people. It's just, it's a great, great thing for me to know so many talented people. Tony, I'm trying to remember now. I got a couple of great songs coming up that he did. Oh, I know something he played on. It doesn't show him off too much, but I know Betty Jo likes this one, and it's coming up. Here we go. Let me find it. Betty Jo's show, by the way, always fascinating. I don't know how she's got two books out on Kindle. I believe they're both out on Kindle. If not, buy her hardcover. What the heck? This one's for you, Betty Jo, and that's Tony backing me up here.
I'm gonna blame it on my mother for what she did to me, for messing with my psyche since I was only three, for having as many fathers as there are seasons of the year. I'm gonna blame it on my mother every time I need. Blame it on my mother for every story that she told, like the time we had no Christmas, said Santa died 'cause he was old. When she wrecked my car, then denied it all to me. I'm gonna blame it on my mother and on heredity. I'm not gonna blame my mother. In fact, I'm kinda glad. You have to be creative, make up good from bad. She was full of joie de vie, no matter how it affected me. So if I'm gonna blame someone, I'm gonna. Because of your family. You're nuts. Because you're nuts. Crazy. Insane. Who are you trying to kid? Embrace your inner id.
And that's a fact. I can just incorporate.
I'm fine, but there's no fun in being sane. So come on and share the wine.
Make me.
Salvatore. You can go to his website, I Love the Guy, or www.TonySalvatoreTrio, because he's so eclectic.com. So eclectic. Oh, here's one that you haven't heard.
Today's well-dressed working woman is expected to balance her hectic business schedule with her equally busy social itineraries. A Fortune 500 dynamo one moment, a charming corporate hostess the next. In a company-eat-company world, any advantage she can gain over her male peers is important. The office is not the only business battleground. It is well known that many victories take place in the corporate social arena. Today's socially savvy warrior must utilize all her mental and physical resources. It's not enough to just know the proper table etiquette. She must also know the current trends, such as what power colors to wear after six, and who to talk to, and who to ignore. She must be alert and on her toes to gain any advantage over her business peers, no matter how unusual the client's request. In some extreme circumstances, she may even be called upon to dance the lambada! When dancing the corporate lambada, there are rules one must follow. Rule 1, make contact with your partner. Rule 2, lead without leading. Remember, a merger is more fun when you have inside information. Rule 3, dance to win. And step, and step, and hit, and hit. And clench, headlock, and dominate. And sway, and glide. And sway. Kick back, kick front, dip in, and power play, power play. Apply negative pressure. Insert positive power. Use leverage, hold tight, liquidate all night, and feel the crunch. And power lunch, power lunch.
Buy low, sell high, sell larger. You're doing the corporate lambada. Backstab, extort, indict ya. You're doing the executive lambada. Shake in, shake out your chakra. You're doing the Nancy lambada. Arbitrage!
Ha ha! A little more of my comedy. That was a little known gem I found. And I always like to mention people who I love their comedy. And then I say this one lady. I love her so much. Not only is she a trend-setting fashionista, but her book, she's got two books I think I must have bought dozens of at this point because it's my favorite gift to give. And her one book, her name is Alison Grams, G-R-A-M-B-S, and it's Citadel Press, Kensington, but you can get the books on Amazon. But I must mention, I'm going to read some from it, okay? My favorite book, The Man Translator, Your Essential Guide to Manland. Decipher what he really means. Hundreds of keywords and phrases, survival guaranteed or your money back. It's just brilliant. I'm just going to read just some of the stuff, okay, The Man Translator. It's It increases your chances of survival 100% by translating the often tricky lexicon, ooh, good word, of man-speak and irrational English. Okay, man-speak. So if a man says, that's interesting translation, I have no idea what you just said because I wasn't listening. If a man says, I'm close with my mother, he means I live with my mother. If he says, I'm in between jobs right now, he means I'm unemployed. All right. If he says, let's keep the wedding small, he means let's not invite any of your friends. If he says, I do, there's really no way for me to get out of this at this point. My favorite one she wrote, it's in here and I keep quoting it for her, is if a man says, so do you live alone? Does that mean if I change you to a pipe in my basement, would anyone miss you? I love Alison Graham's, available on Amazon, and her other book, The Smart Girl's Guide to Getting Even. These are great gifts, people. Get these books, The Smart Girl's Guide to Getting Even by Alison Graham's, Citadel Press, but available on Amazon. If you feel like a doormat and you don't have to take it anymore, here's the 411 on how to stop being a pushover and start being fabulous. It's got a pushover quiz, three levels of revenge, gifts that keep on giving, great gifts to give pesky people in your life. It's terrific. Okay, let's see. I got to read that. I'll see if I find something. She's just so, I don't want to give it away. You go get the books. Go to Amazon.com, The Smart Girl's Guide to Getting Even, and The Man Translator by Alison Graham. I just love all the talented people that I know. And Rachel Wood Gordon's in the house, everyone. Rachel Wood, let's hear it here. Oh, yes, thank you for reminding me. Listen, go to Rachel starting a new venture, and it's www.ventura-communications.com, www.ventura-com. It's a new website, and the logo will be unveiled this week. Woo! In the meantime, you could check her out on Facebook at www.venturacommunications.com. I, Nancy Lombardo, will be performing this Sunday. Yes, this Sunday, at Sunday Night Improv, May 6th, 7 p.m., starring Tom Soder, Nancy Lombardo, Tom Carosa, Peggy Garrity, Alexander Berkowitz, Rosemary Heisek, and Larry Bell, and George Francois on piano. That's at the Soder Lee Black Box Theater. So if you want to come see me, come on down there. It's inexpensive. And if you call ahead, I believe you can take a class. They have a special deal. You can take a class for like $25. And I'm not quite sure if that includes the show or not, but it's a fun class. So take a class and do the improv. That's the Soder Lee Black Box Theater, 236 West 78th Street, New York City. You can find out more at www.sundaynightimprov.com. www.sundaynightimprov.com. I just like saying Will Gorin, Rachel. I just like saying it. Oh, here comes Will Gorin again. What's that new Ventura Communications.com she's doing? Ah, arg, arg, arg. What were you saying, Steve Mendoza? We're going to the show for next Monday? I'm not sure. All right. I talk to Sassy. All right, well, if you can get in, go for it. It's a private show, but if you know somebody there. But Rachel will be, if you want to meet a pretty blonde woman, come meet Rachel with Gorin there. She had to bust up a few people, so she has an arm cast on now. She's fun. Will Gorin. I just like doing that. Will Gorin. Let me see if I have anything Scottish to contribute to today. Oh, yes. So we got all. I love that all my people have something. And I also have a friend that I want to talk about, Mark Feinson, great guy. If you're looking for anything in party entertainment, from children's events to corporate, you got to check out www.horizongiggles.com. www.horizongiggles.com. And they book me a lot, too. So anything you need, from kids' parties to corporate, they can take care of you. And that Mark Feinson, he does the best funny comedy walk around ever. Oh, Rachel Wood Gorin, I think I found something for you. Where is it? Here we go. This one I dedicate to Rachel. Here we go.
Hello. My name is Maria McGregor, teller of lore. And this is my story, the title being First Love. Across the early misty mire, where ere I ne'er do live and dire, my young heart ere did feel desire, a courting I would go. I walked across the boggy cliff. The moors were filled with an eerie mist. The air was thin and the ground was thick and a sticking to me boots. I went in search of Jacques McFerrin, the red-headed lad I e'er adorin, the only man I knew would be, e'er only man for me. 'Twas then I came upon the lake, the loch, the lair that ne'er escape was dark, and ere I could make the ripples in the pond. For with a shudder and with a shake, before I knew what was at stake, the earth did quiver, quake and quake. Was then I did me air intake. Am I scaring you? 'Twas the creature from the lake. Its skin was green with an oozy bream, and pieces of flesh hung in between its teeth. Its eyes were mean and quite unclean, and one swung back and forth and back and forth. Then with a roar and a fiery glore, who was it then that the monster saw but the man I loved, young Jacques McLaurin, a-wave and there at me? Oh no, I said, go back, I dread. But was too late, the monster reared his head and ripped young Jacques from the ground just like a tree. His little legs dangled like roots, you see, as the monster chopped with a deadly glee. Then it ripped him in one and in two and in three, then it swallowed him up in one gulp. Young Jacques was gone. I stood there all forlorn, not knowing what to do. The man I loved had now turned into a terrible mushy goo. The creature then returned to the deep. The love I knew would never keep. But what the heck, it wasn't me. Tomorrow's another day.
VenturaCommunications.com. Go Facebook friend her. You should, you know, you should. We're having a fun day here. I like my funny Fridays. Believe it or not, this has become the of all the shows and interviews I do, Funny Fridays has become one of the top shows. I'm getting more hits on this than anything. Incredible, incredible. And I have all my great Wacko Bob to thank, the Ghost Hostess, my just buddy Steve Mendoza, Rachel Wilgorin, George Bantinger, every day at 4 p.m. Movie Attic Headquarters, every Tuesday at 4 p.m. And Fast Eddie, put your sign up, Fast Eddie. Fast Eddie's in the Florida vicinity. Okay. Okay. You're going to try and get on Mondays at 5:30. Oh, good, good. Steve, you're going to do Sassy. So I was so confused that you were going to the Friars Club, and I go, do you know any Friars? Because it's a Friar-only event. Host Mike at Comedy. Oh, you're going to do that? Yeah, go to her open mics. And also Mike Toro. If I haven't sent you that info, let me know, and I'll send it to you. George Bettinger. It's George Bettinger here. He's running. I'm going to read his thing. I'm running to a meeting. Thank you, Nancy. Great show. We will be on at 4 p.m. www.hotmix106.com. Woo! Try to do all George's voices, but I haven't had enough coffee this morning. No, I have not. I have not. It's a crazy day. I have so many talented people. Who haven't I played today? I want to get all my friends in. I have so many choices here that it's a lot of fun. A dozen Friars. Oh, yeah. Okay, let's see. I'm missing somebody. Oh, where's my friend Michael Schaefer? I like to get Michael Schaefer in, too. He's got some new songs out. Oh, wait, I know. Here we go.
1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4. I want to be famous. I want to be famous. I live alone in a small apartment. I've got no money and I've got no job. I'm a real nice girl with a good personality. And I can cook and I have a kitchen. By now I should be a star. I can even sort of play guitar. But I'm not rich, I'm poor and lonely. I live alone in a small apartment. I watch TV most every evening and cry myself to sleep. I don't know what to do with my life, but I really, 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 really want to be famous. Really, 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 really want to be famous. Really, 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 really want to be so. I'm going to kill somebody important. Kill somebody important. Kill somebody important. Maybe I won't be a star, but I'll at least be famous. 2, 3, it's not that hard. All I gotta do is find someone, maybe a CEO, or maybe someone like the guy who runs something, like the country or whatever. I don't know where to get a weapon, I really don't even know how to use one, but I'm smart and I can figure it out, and then I am gonna really, really be famous. I read in a magazine, it's really important. I hope my mom is proud of me when she sees me on TV. Gonna kill somebody important. Kill somebody important. Come on, everyone, let's clap. Kill somebody important. I'm gonna kill somebody important with a gun. Kill somebody important with a knife. Kill somebody important with my mind. I'm gonna kill somebody important. Kill somebody important. Okay, can stop clapping. Kill somebody important. Maybe I won't be a star, but I'll at least be famous. I'll at least be famous. I'll at least be famous. I can't wait.
JessicaDelfino.com.
Santa say good right and the deck will come down and pay you $1,000. You're listening to Nancy Lombardo on Comedy Concepts. Hey, Mo! Hey, Mo! What is it, Carly? What is it? I want to listen to Nancy Lombardo on Comedy Concepts. You know, it's an amazing thing. This is Jackie Mason, and you're listening to Comedy Concepts with my good friend Nancy Lombardo right here on the wonderful station on Blog Talk Radio. If you knew it, if you only knew what you were hearing, you'd understand that this is the greatest program a person could ever have. Nancy Lombardo right here at Comedy Concepts.
Ventura Communications, Rachel Wigorin. Go check her out, my friends. Steve Mendoza, congratulations. You get up there on that stage, and I'll set you up with Mike. If you don't, email me, and I'll tell you his, I'll give you his info, too, to get up there. Rachel Wigorin. You're on Cosmic Radio on BTR. Do you want to post that, too, Ghost Hostess? You sound fascinating. So post that and join my Facebook group, Comedy Concepts Blog Talk Radio on Facebook group. Join that if you haven't already. Ghost Hostess, Wacko Bob, thanks for listening. Fast Eddie, always a pleasure. Rachel Wigorin, Ventura Communications. Join her Facebook. She's a lot of fun, that woman. She's a party animal, too. Again, I want to just make a quick shout-out to Omega Water. It's terrific. For that free sample, go to media at omegafyforlife.com. And this is great what they're doing. Omega-3, no more pills. Just drink 2 ounces of a tasty Omega-5 every day. And you can email media at omegafyforlife.com and get a freebie. So why don't you do that right now? Don't wait. Do it right now. And again, the Obie Awards, David Patrick Kelly, currently appearing on Broadway, and once, Ethan Lipton and his orchestra. Earlier this season, seen in No Place to Go. They'll perform the 57th Obie Awards to be held at Webster Hall, Monday the 21st. Some tickets for the public, available at ticketfly.com. And it's just going to be a great all-around event. And let's go out with a little... Thank you all for listening.
I once dreamed of being chased through a dollhouse by a white lobster that wore glitter and spoke with a French accent. Now, what this meant, I'll never know. But I do know if I told anybody, I'd be labeled a lunatic. And labeling is wrong unless it's for the public good. Let's say you're at a party and you can take out a labeling gun and start tagging people like they do in Wild Kingdom. Wacko, loser, you're so friendly. That would really be good, but not too friendly like the guys in the office or your boss who's really nice. Except in an earthquake, you'd really be thinking, he's old, he's slow, I can beat him to the Georgia. Oh yeah, LA's a jammed up situation. I have enough faults, I wouldn't purposely build my home over one. The one time I was naive enough to think that canary food was for the elderly. It made sense to me at the time, all those big black and white labels. And then a friend pointed out, Nancy, there's a difference between generic and geriatric. Boy, did I feel foolish not to be confused with that. But I do think they have a lot to do with each other, since men tend to do a lot of thinking from that area. What all this has to do with nothing is, don't you know? How my brain works and connects things, like so. So anytime you think I'm crazy, you're probably right.